Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Emily, what are they saying?
So, according to my colleagues here at Bloomberg, Apple is going to be rolling out its new subscription service by November. And everyone wants to know what the price is. Our reporting showing that they're considering a $9.99 a month price. However, of course, that could change. You know, Netflix charges as high as $13. Disney's going as low as about $7. And so that price really is important. But we're just getting some new details about how they plan to run this. They're going to release a few shows at first. They're considering releasing the first three episodes of some and then going into weekly installments versus Netflix releasing all at once and, you know, HBO releasing shows on a weekly basis. And they're starting to release new trailers for the shows that they are working on. I just watched the second trailer that they released for The Morning Show, the widely anticipated show starring Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon, as well as Steve Carell. Looks pretty good. I'm excited to see it. But of course, the question is, can Apple continue to deliver good shows on a regular basis, like some of its competitors?
Yeah, I was going to say, and it also doesn't have as deep a bench as Netflix, huh?
Certainly. You know, Apple, obviously, you know, you can purchase old content that is available in the Apple library. But in terms of new original content, they are starting from scratch. So they've got this morning show that I mentioned. They have a series with Steven Spielberg called Amazing Stories, another one called C with Jason Momoa, Truth Be Told with Octavia Spencer, a series called Home about extravagant houses. And so, you know, the question is, A, will people want to watch them? And B, can they keep it up? So the Financial Times actually reported that Apple has set aside about $6 billion for original TV shows and movies, which, you know, given that this is a sort of side project for now, is a lot of money. Netflix, however, is spending $14 billion on original content this year, but this is Netflix's main business, its bread and butter. You know, there's reporting that they're spending $300 million, Apple is spending $300 million to produce two seasons of The Morning Show alone. So, you know, this is a costly endeavor. This is a big bet that Apple is making in order to, the overall goal is to boost the revenue coming from its services business as iPhone sales sort of plateau and become a smaller piece of the larger Apple pie.
You know, I'm trying to think of the future. I mean, will there be a day when Verizon and Sprint are putting out content?
Well, there is a day when AT&T is putting out content. I mean, AT&T working on its own streaming service, you know, Disney, as I mentioned, Amazon, Comcast, and NBC. And then you start to wonder, is that, you know, is content coming from all of those different sources sustainable over a long-term basis? Or will there be some sort of consolidation? Can all of these players win? Can all of these players coexist? Will it eventually be bundled just like, you know, the cable company is now, and you know, the sort of old traditional bundling that they're trying to disrupt? It's a really interesting to think about what the future actually looks like. And it all goes back to content is king, and the service perhaps with the best content is the one that's going to win.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.